This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Andres Segovia Show. I am your host, Andres Segovia. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the program. Today, I have a hybrid of tech and real estate. This is why I do what I do, folks. I have tech that I used to teach my fellow agents and also tell people that that real estate is the best for them. But for those of us that are in the field that work on this, this is why I tell them, look, tech is the best way for you to be more efficient, to be working smarter, not harder, to get your things done. Tech can be your best friend. This, however, while it's in that sphere of real estate and tech, is not something I'm actually a big fan of. I looked into it a little bit, like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. I'm in the wrong business, and you'll see why. Okay, so this is something that came across. I might have to self-censor here, but whatever. This came across my attention by a fellow content creator. I guess this is the best way to say it. Sorry, I'm trying to say it without laughing, but I'm laughing anyway. Okay, I can't say it with a straight face. Okay, some bitch told me. So that's literally is her name. That's her handle. That's her show. So that's how I came across this. Some bitch told me. So this one is in Los Angeles. So this is, like I said, a bit of a local Booker Reacts and Tech Talk. So this is going to debut a little later. I actually am filming this live with those that are watching the stream on Tech Talk. So those of you that are watching on the stream are seeing this before it debuts. And for the rest of you, you'll get it whenever it debuts. So this is from April 26th. I'm recording on April 28th, this episode. And let's just dive into it. I would like to play this video, but unfortunately, the audio isn't coming through for whatever reason, so I'm not even going to bother. So for those of you watching the later episode, I'm going to overlay the video on this so you can see the report. Now, let's just dive into this, shall we? This comes from CBS Los Angeles. The Los Angeles real estate market is moving into the metaverse. Metaverse being the new name for Facebook and the whole universe, the virtual world that they created. Then when you create an avatar and live in this fictional thing, the whole thing is fiction, okay? Anyway, moving into the metaverse where anyone who buys certain homes in Beverly Hills can also buy a sister residence that has been built in the 3D world. Great. Raquel Atlas Mays has helped hundreds of buyers and sellers in LA area find a home. Her latest offering, a 1928 Spanish style home that goes for the selling price of $9.4 million. The person that buys this house can actually buy a house that's already built in the metaverse for $100,000. That's $100,000 extra for a home in the virtual world, also referred to as the metaverse. What the heck? Oh, man. Okay, there's a lot of interest in the metaverse, actually. There's $4 billion that has been spent in the last year, so it's very popular. What the heck? Alex Yates is the co-founder of Leti, a metaverse developer. You're not a metaverse developer. You're just a 3D programmer that says you built a... Oh my goodness, you built a virtual tour of a house. My goodness. Right now, we are walking through the central land, checking out the property, Yates says, as he provided a virtual tour. Exactly. Agents provide that on the MLS and Zillow. Now you're telling me that you can own it? In this case, for $100,000? Freaking A. It's like these Minecraft folks that built Westeros, that built a Nintendo, that an actual working computer, you know, things in the world of Minecraft. It's like, hey, this is how you can truly make the money. Oh, my goodness. Once the buyer buys the house, we will develop the interior. Oh my God, I'm not going to be able to get through this article. This is, look, no offense, yo. I am not into non-fungible tokens. Do I believe in cryptocurrency? Hey, I believe in having a digital cash coin. Yeah, I also understand realities. There's no electricity. There's no way to use it. Okay, unless you're putting it on a stick and like a SD card or whatever and moving it somewhere else. That's not the point. The point is, if it's not tangible, I truly don't care. So you're telling me I can own a virtual house that I cannot live in, that I cannot touch, I cannot furnish with something that I have here. I cannot put my mug on it. I cannot actually use the coffee machine in the virtual world to make a coffee and then drink it in the real world. You're telling me I'm going to spend maybe $100,000. You will develop it for me. Holy smokes. People will be able to have their friends from all over the world for a virtual gathering. So you're telling me I could just make a glorified Zoom call that can move in a 3D space, or a Facebook invite. Oh my goodness. This could have NFTs displayed in the house. They could have furniture changes. Oh my goodness. I'm not going to get through this article, folks. I'm in the wrong business. Okay. I don't even know if I could pronounce his name right. MTS compared the concept to the internet in 1994, saying that metaverse homes will only continue to grow in popularity. We are looking at Gen Z, millennials taking over. More than 85% of Gen Z millennials play video games. So the virtual world is very familiar space to them. Wow. Okay. So you admit you have no idea what you're talking about. There's a difference because they play video games. You guys don't even know how to describe it. Like, oh, they play video games. Like, do you know what a difference is between a role-playing game and a multiplayer game? I don't even think they could even explain that. It's just they can't even break down. Oh, they play Nintendo, therefore they play Super Mario, therefore they're gonna spend $100,000 on a fictional metaverse home. It's like, unless you understand the allure of Minecraft, which I think Facebook is trying to get people to understand, it's not going to work in that sense that you think it means for others. However, a home in the metaverse may be too much of an out-of-world experience. Mate says that's perfectly fine, and her Spanish-style home in Beverly Hills can be purchased without the virtual home. So does that mean someone can purchase the home, the virtual home, without having to purchase the physical home? Oh man, this is not a brave new world. Ever since The Matrix came out, I'm not trying to knock the business model. Okay, look, this is like, if they build it, they will come, or they see any felony. This is just people trying to cash in on the whole metaverse craze that isn't really a craze. Among my people, the people that I know don't care about metaverse, because metaverse is Facebook. They're not on Facebook. It's like, dude, these are for boomers. You're trying to reach the boomer generation and saying that, hey, you play video games, right? Then you're going to like this. You guys really don't know how to talk to the generation being raised on Minecraft. You know, and people that love Minecraft, or people that live in mods and all that, you know, and multiplayer worlds, fantasies and all that. It's just that. Fantasies. They play in a fictional environment, a fantasy. You're trying to replicate a real-world experience into a digital sphere. That's not what they're looking for. It's like you're thinking this is Dwight Schrute in The Office, where he's in a metaphysical world, and he creates Dwight Schrute, assistant to the regional manager, in the virtual space, except that he could fly. Like, really? You didn't make yourself the regional manager? You still made yourself the assistant regional manager? That's the disconnect that I'm talking about. That people think, you know, I could go down this road, but the business model is solid. If you can make money off it, fantastic. Take advantage of the people that have the money to spend, especially in this environment, as we're looking down the true fears of a recession that's going to happen at any moment now. But yes, tell me how people that will not have any money will spend money they don't have to buy a virtual thing they will not be able to use. Hey, more power to them. Okay, I'm just saying. I'm not them. I kind of wish I were because it's like, hey, give me your money. Here you go. Now you have a link to your virtual world in the metaverse. Wow. So either enjoy the home you just spent millions of dollars on or be in a computer in that home to enjoy the virtual world. What happened to us as humanity? I mentioned Matrix. Matrix was it's a phenomenal movie. It's not a franchise, it's just one movie, okay? The rest don't exist to me. But the thing is that after that, there was a psychological change among people, kind of like how what happened when people saw the movie Avatar. That's as immersive as a 3D experience as it gets, okay? And Avatar, The Way of Water. You can't make that up. It's like, dude, are you really naming it the sequel to Avatar after the what's Aang from the show, The Last Airbender, the Avatar The Last Airbender? I don't know, The Way of Water. So the psychological state of being that people were suffering that they weren't in that world, or like in the case of Avatar, or in the case of The Matrix, that they realized that maybe I am living in a computer simulation and they need to be unplugged from the Matrix. Well, that's actually have gotten more true with how big tech has taken more control of our lives, how social media has kind of social engineered us to be plugged in to this space that we can't tear ourselves away from. And it's due to that that many people are technically made that come true, that they're plugged into this Matrix system. And like Morpheus says, that we're the battery to the Matrix. That's what humanity was to the machine world in the movie The Matrix. In the real world, our personal private data is the battery that powers a lot of these big tech oligarchies because they're using our data to sell it off to the highest bidder. That's how we get targeted with ads. And it's all really social engineering and a psychological manipulation because like, you need this, you need that. Like, oh my gosh, yes, definitely. You know, and through that comes this dangerous power to influence behaviors, influence the way you spend your money, influence the way you vote. And that's a very real thing. Now imagine this even further when these big tech oligarchies control what you see, how you see it, when you see it, and what they want you to see. That's exactly what they do. So the metaverse thing, there's some people that have woken up to what Facebook has been doing. This is why people on the left are upset with respects to Twitter is because of the curated information that won't, if Elon Musk is able to take control of Twitter as the intent is, because as of right now, he's not technically not the owner of it. He's going to take some time and he could this deal could still fall through, that the flow of information will no longer be controlled. So there was like a monopoly when you really take into account Alphabet, which controls Google, which all the searches in the world basically run through, and then YouTube, where people consume their video content, not to mention where people interact. That would be Facebook with their families and friends and things like that. And then where people kind of rely on news, so to speak, would be Twitter. Twitter has become the wire news for a lot of people. And when you can control that flow of information, and that everybody's only in on all this, yeah, it becomes a concern. So take that to the inevitable next step, which is the virtual space, which many people knew this was going to happen eventually at some point. But what is being trying to be made here with the metaverse is not the same thing as the video game sphere, where you're getting a whole fantasy experience. The whole idea of Oculus and HTC's Vive was that you're able to be transported, have an incredible experience that's quite literally out of this world, to be something or to do things you can never do in the real world. Like, say, fly, or you're out in some distant galaxy, you're battling aliens, or living a different time era, you know, all these different things. That's what those experiences provide. That's not what the metaverse is doing. The metaverse is really doing is that, here, let's take your real world experience and put it in a virtual space. So in other words, your fake lives are truly fake. Now, if you only live on social media, make it more unbelievable by living in this virtual space. You buy your NFTs and you can display them there. This is ridiculous. And I don't like that. That I love technology. I love that it's an extension of our hands in a way that we can achieve more, we can do more, we can be in more places, so to speak. It connects us better to other people around the world. But to live in a fictional space, it's only playing on the emotions of people that think that they're living in, they're already living in this real world and think that they're not here. And now you're going to make that more of a virtual reality for them. No, I just think it's even more dangerous and quite frankly stupid. But this whole thing, metaverse developer, you want me to actually say that? You're a freaking programmer and a guy that just does virtual tours. No, I'm not going to give you the virtual developer. Here, I'm making a schematics. You're building a freaking, just you're taking the blueprints of a home and just virtualizing them. That's literally a virtual tour. No, I will not give you the satisfaction. This is just ridiculous. Augmented reality. Anyway, this is really not where I thought I was going to go with this episode, but that's the episode of My Local Broker Reacts. Thank you so much for watching whenever you're watching. For those of you that are watching this when it goes up later and not live as I'm doing this on TikTok, I'll be overlaying this video because I want to see the video clip, but the audio for some reason isn't coming through. So I'm just going to screen capture this and be able to share it then. For those of you that tuned in all the way from Tech Talk episode 27, thank you so very much. I really appreciate you all. And this is when I did that. So you can look at the clock, see when I did that. And if you want in on these episodes way before they even drop, that's where Locals is. My Local Broker Reacts episodes drop on Locals sometimes months before they even drop on the main show. That's because of scheduling things, and it just makes it easier for me to have content that I want my fans, true fans, to see. When I say true fans, those that really want to see and support me can go to Locals. So anyway, that's where I'll leave it. Thank you so much for watching this latest episode. I'm twisting my words here. Sip of coffee. Hold on. All right, better. Thanks very much for tuning into this latest episode of The Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, subscribe, stay to know. You can go to my website, www.andresegovia.com. Find ways to support the show by clicking the Support the Show tab. Where you want to tune in to my program or where to tune in, there's a ton of places you can watch or you can tune in to this. I'm across at least six different video platforms, not to mention across all of these podcast distributors. So there really isn't an excuse for you not to know about my podcast. So in response to someone that left a comment on my Instagram says, bro, you have a podcast? That is sad. Yes, it is sad that you didn't know I had one. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next one.
Imagine spending six figures not on a physical house, but a virtual one. LA real estate market is now moving into the metaverse.
That's right. Anyone who buys a certain Beverly Hills home can actually buy a sister residence that's been built in the virtual world. KCAL 9's Chris Holmstrom explains.
Welcome to the Beverly Hills Meta House. We went live on the market last night.
Rochelle Atlas Mays has helped hundreds of buyers and sellers in the LA area. The latest offer, this 1928 Spanish style home. The selling price, $9.4 million.
So the person that buys this house can actually buy a house that's already built in the metaverse for $100,000.
That's right, $100,000 extra for a home in the virtual world, also known as the metaverse.
There's a lot of interest in the metaverse. Actually, there's about $4 billion that have been spent in the last year.
Yeah, so right now we're live in 607 Beverly Hills Meta House.
That's Alex Yates. He's co-founder of Leti, a metaverse developer.
Once the buyer buys the house, we'll develop the interior for them.
Still confused? His partner, Mark MTS, helps break it down.
People would be able to have their friends over from all over the world for a virtual gathering. They could have their NFTs displayed in the house. They could have the furniture changed.
MTS compares the metaverse to the internet in 1994 and says, like the internet, it will only continue to grow.
We are looking at Gen Z millennial basically taking over. More than 85% of Gen Z and millennial play video games. So the virtual world is very familiar space to them.
But for some, it may be too much of an outer world experience. Rochelle says that's okay, and that this Beverly Hills home can also be purchased without the virtual one. Chris Holmstrom, KCAL 9 News.
Mm-hmm. Virtual?
like something my son would like to play with, because he likes Minecraft.
Yeah, there you go.
Does it look kind of like one of those?
Yeah, it does, actually. Like a video game for your house.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be fun to change all the colors and things you would never do to your real house.
I guess so.
You know,
you can decorate that to see what it looks like in the real
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd save my money and just keep the real house.
$100K for that, folks. Wow.